Peter could see the heavy fleece falling upon the canvas which was spread on the ground, while Elijah, Mr. Bunker's helper, was carrying wool off to a table to be tied up. "There, he's finished that one," cried Ben, as Mr. Bunker stood up and wiped his forehead. "My, that must be hot work," exclaimed Joseph. "And there's Elijah, letting out the next sheep. See, Peter, watch him throw her down." Mr. Bunker leaned forward, caught the sheep by one hind leg, and gave her a push so that she sat down like a begging dog. The fleece was shorn from her stomach with a few quick clips of the shears. The boys watched, spellbound, as Mr. Bunker threw her down, first on one side and then on the other, to shear her back and sides. The frightened creature soon looked very strange and naked. Then she was pushed through a gate into the lamb's field. Out came the next sheep to be shorn, and then another and another. "Well, I've seen as much of this as I want to," said Joseph, after a while. "Come on over and see what's going on at the big tent." "I better go to Uncle Samuel's tent now," said Peter. "It must be nearly dinner time." After dinner, Peter and the other children left the tent and went to watch the lambs and their mothers. There was a great bleating and baaing as one sheep after another was let out of the pen, looking very naked and each finding her own lamb.